State lawmakers have resolved one of the biggest controversies still hanging over this year's session. They've agreed to strip funding from the University of Tennessee's Diversity Office and divert the money into minority scholarships. Legislators say the move will send a message to UT without permanently damaging its efforts to promote diversity. The decision affects the school's funding for 1 year only. Still, that could be enough to shut down the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. It's the one that's been criticized for a pair of web posts, one that encouraged the use of gender-neutral pronouns, and another that discouraged calling holiday celebrations Christmas parties. East Tennessee Republican Frank Nicely says those are just the latest in a string of embarrassments that he laid at the feet of UT administrators.
We don't have these kind of embarrassments from Memphis State, East Tennessee State, Martin. Why is it? It has to be something about the management system that's letting this university run awry.
The office's budget of just over $400,000 will be put into a scholarship program for minority engineers. UT once had such a program, but it had been shut down. Lawmakers say the funds could prime the pump to get it going again. One thing that's not in the final plan is stickers. Lawmakers had talked about using the money for diversity to buy In God We Trust decals for police cruisers, but determined ultimately that's a bad idea. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.